What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 185. All right, after a week off, we're back, ready to roll. And I want to chat with you today a little bit about something I heard in another podcast, and I'll tell you a little bit about it here in a minute, and just kind of the concept behind it, because I think it's almost so taboo to talk about, because it can seem pretty, it can seem pretty insensitive to say, but it is truth. And one of the things that I always want to make sure of is that we're talking truth here. So hopefully this helps you out. Also too, you should be, if you are not already subscribed to crossomeats.com. You don't have to subscribe to the website, but you should be subscribed to get meat sent to your door every single month, because it is honestly the best meat you can buy, first off. Secondly, then you can eliminate a bunch of the grocery trips and all that other stuff. Plus, we actually just released another new product, which is summer sausage. So if you're looking for one of those snacks, obviously we have like our jalapeno beef sticks, but now you can also get some summer sausage, throw in your pack, be able to put out with some cheese and one of those, what do they call them, like charcuterie boards or whatever. Anyways, summer sausage is now live as well at crossomeats.com. So go there, grab yourself some meat, grab yourself some summer sausage, maybe some jalapeno beef sticks. Yeah, if it's meat, like, we got you covered. Again, go to crossomeats.com, check it out. All right, everybody, let's get started.
So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward.
What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you on board this solo episode. All right, so you may notice, if you're kind of keeping track, keeping score, and you listen to the episodes as soon as they come out, and I know a lot of you do, that there wasn't an episode last week. And I could give you some big sob story, but I'm not going to lie to you guys. Why would I do that? Really what happened is I had the episode ready to upload. And if you have four kids or maybe even one kid, I don't know, what you realize is sometimes trying to leave the house can be extremely chaotic when you have younger kids. And we had a basketball tournament for my daughter, Kennedy. And in kind of the commotion of trying to leave, I literally forgot to upload it. I was ready to go and forgot to upload it. And we were gone all day at the tournament, so obviously wasn't able to do it. Got home late that night. And by then, I was honestly wore out, kind of spaced it again. And then by the next day, I was like, oh my gosh, I didn't upload it. And then I was like, you know what? Screw it. Missed the window. Calling in sick, I guess, right? Is that what we do? No, I don't call in sick. Just it didn't get uploaded. So there you go. Sorry about that. But I do want to talk to you about something today. And I would highly recommend, and I know a lot of people are like, don't do this, you know, but like, I would highly recommend you guys going and listening to a podcast episode. It's a podcast called Real AF. It's by Andy Frisella, who owns a supplement company called First Form and a few other businesses. Now, Andy is a very in-your-face person, so maybe if you have young kids, probably wouldn't encourage you to listen to a lot of those episodes, because he does use the F word about every other word. If you're into that sort of thing, great. If you're not, then be warned. But he had on somebody, a guy named Alex Hormozy, who actually I know from my days back at ClickFunnels, actually sold him and his wife into our mastermind, got the opportunity to get to know him a little bit. But anyways, Alex has now gone on, and he recently sold a company for like $60 or $70 million, I want to say. And now he's got like, I think it's called like acquisition.com, and he acquires other businesses, and like, dude's probably going to be a billionaire here pretty soon. Very smart guy. But anyways, the two of them did a podcast together, just really talking about business. So especially if you're in business, or maybe considering starting a business, or maybe, again, you have a business that's not going where you want, or even if it is going where you want, there was just so much gold in that episode. It's like 3 hours long. It was a two-part episode. So it is a long one, but if you have a long drive, again, I know people are always like, don't refer people to other episodes if you have a podcast. And it's like, I don't care. Like, go out there and find the best information you can. And I think it was great. But where I want to focus this episode in is on something that Alex said in that episode that I think needs more exploration. And it's something that I believe when you first hear it, it sounds so callous and it sounds pretty harsh, but it's 100% true. So again, like kind of coming back to the kid thing, have you ever had your kid try to do something and maybe they failed at it and they're like, but I tried my best. And you're like, yes, good job. You know, kiddo, you did your best and that's all I can ask you to do. Yes, 100%, I'm on board with that. However, one of the things that Alex said is that, and again, this is where it becomes harsh, especially when you put it in terms of kids, but I think it's important for us to understand that doing your best isn't necessarily good enough, but doing what's required is. And I feel like that's such a hard lesson for so many of us to realize. I mean, like just looking over my own life, there's so many instances to where it's like, you know what? I did my best, but it still wasn't good enough, right? Like, think about it even in your own life. Maybe it's a failed marriage, right? Or, you know, a divorce or whatever. And you're like, I did my best. But really the question that we should be asking is, did we do what's required? Are we maybe right now doing what's required for success? Because if your skill set is a 4, but what actually is required for you to have success requires a 7 or above, you can do your best all you want, but you're still not going to get the results, right? Like it would be almost like if you were like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out and I'm not going to train, but I'm going to enter a weightlifting competition and I'm going to see how well I do. Well, you could go and do your very, very best, but there's no way you're winning that competition. Of course, that seems obvious, doesn't it? Because if you aren't training every day and, you know, having the right diet in place and the right types of lifting training and the right regimens and the right structure and everything else, there's not a snowball's chance in hell that you're going to win that weightlifting competition. You can go and do your best, right? Like you could lift the most weight you possibly could lift. You could do your very best. You could struggle and bench 200 pounds. It's like, yeah, the winner did 400, right? Like you can do your best, but the guy who won not only did their best, but they also did what was required. And this comes back to so many different areas. Now, again, like even when you look at it in relationships, because there's so many people, and again, like I get, it's easy for me. I've been with the same girl for 20 years and we've been married forever and our marriage is perfect, blah, 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 right? Like maybe that's what people think, but the reality is that most of the time, if you're in a failed relationship, you could be doing your very best. And I think that there's a lot to be said for people who are doing their very best. But if you, let's say, grew up in bad relationships, right? Maybe your parents had a strained relationship. Maybe you grew up in a single parent household and you didn't really see the dynamic of how relationships can work. Or maybe, you know, your parents were divorced like mine were, and you didn't learn the actual skill sets that are required to be able to do what's required, right? Then you can do your best in a relationship and it's still going to end poorly. I mean, again, there's so many people out there who, you know, person after person, they get with this person and it fails, and they get with that person and it fails. And, you know, and then it's like, I do my best in every single relationship. You know, I try my hardest. I put myself out there. I put my heart out there. I do all these things and it just always ends the exact same way. And it's like, okay, this doesn't mean that you're not doing your best, but it could very well mean that you're not actually doing what's required. So if it is a relationship, maybe what would be required, and I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, like I can't tell you, but maybe there's something going on within your own brain, you know, within your own thought process that is not allowing you to have the right skills necessary to achieve the success in that relationship, right? And this is a really, really hard pill for all of us to swallow. And, you know, like even within, you know, my own business, like I remember, you know, my rain gutter business that ultimately failed that I had several years ago, you know, that I basically went under in 08, 09, whenever it was, I was doing my best, right? Like I really was. I was like, I remember going out there and I got in trouble for doing this, but didn't know you couldn't do it. I was young and dumb, but I went out there and I made all these business cards. And I went to these subdivisions and I just started dropping cards in everybody's mailbox. Again, that's very illegal, so I would encourage you not to do that. But I was doing my best. It was like the best way that I knew how to market my business was like, I'm just going to take a few days and I'm just going to grind and I'm going to go drop drop cards in everybody's mailboxes and these subdivisions that are being developed. And, you know, I'm going to get a whole bunch of business. Like, I did my very best. But the reality was, is that, you know, like a few hours later, or couple hours later, whatever it was, I get a call from the mailbox or the post office saying, you know, you can't do that. Luckily they didn't get me in trouble for it, but it was like, oh, they're like, yeah, if you put something in a mailbox, like it has to go through the post office, it has to be paid for. It's like, ah, okay, got it. But I was doing my best, right? Like I was trying to get into some of these different, you know, groups, and even did a little bit of door knocking. Like I was doing my best, but my skill set was not good enough for me to succeed ultimately in that business. And I think what so many of us want to do, and I think that it is, it's almost ingrained to us, because it's not nice if your kid comes up to you and you say, you know, and they say, I did my best, Dad. I gave it everything I had. It's really kind of a dick move for you to be like, yeah, but you didn't do what's required, so that's why you didn't have success, right? Like none of us want to say that to our kids, but maybe there's a way we can reframe it to say, you know what? I'm so proud of the effort you gave. Now what we need to do is we need to work a little bit more on your skills, right? You know, and so that way you can have success. Because once you can do what's required and mix that with you doing your best, now all of a sudden, like that's where the magic happens, right? Like that's where the results are made. And so that's to me, it's one of these things to where I look at the success that some people have, and you know how it goes. Like you look at people and you're like, how is it that person just has success with everything that they do? And how is it that, you know, maybe it doesn't even seem like they're giving it everything they've got. Well, the reality is that they're doing what's required. Like for me, and again, just like full transparency with me, like one of my things that I have a hard time doing, and it is required when you're in business, like I have a really hard time asking or maybe telling other people to do things, right? Because I've always had the mentality internally that I'll just do it myself. Right. I think that there, you know, if you wanted to psychoanalyze me, it's probably maybe because when I was growing up, like I was pretty independent and I did a lot of things myself. And, you know, like I always kind of had this self-reliance built into me. But one of the things that I know that I struggle with is being able to delegate stuff to people and to use other people in their zone of genius to further what I'm doing, whether that's in like a team setting, a business setting, whatever it is, like that's the thing that I struggle with. So I could be doing my best. I could be taking on all the projects. I could be doing all the things, but that's not what's required in order for growth for most businesses. What's required is for you to be able to delegate things and have more things get done and have people doing things that are within their own personal zone of genius, right? Like there's certain things that I have no desire to do. I have no desire to learn, but I find myself like sitting there trying to learn them and sitting there trying to do them because I'll just do it, right? Like I even remember in school so often, like we'd have group projects and there'd be, you know, four of us in a group and it would just, guys, just leave me alone. I'll just do it. We'll get an A. Just leave me alone. And like, I could be doing my best in so many of these things, but am I really doing what's required? And like, you can just go down literally everything. Like I said, with the weight training thing, right? Like it doesn't matter. You know, I could go and enter some guitar competition right now, but I haven't really been playing my guitar much for the last 10 years, right? I dink around on it here and there. There's no way that I could convince myself that I could go and win this, even though I try my very best. And so what I wish that we would get to is more of a point of understanding that, and again, this sounds so harsh to say it, but your best isn't good enough. It's not. Doing what's required is what's going to get you the results. Doing what's required in your marriage, in your relationship. It could be doing what's required could mean doing things you don't necessarily want to do, right? Like if you look at so many ways where we excel, whether it be in, you know, relationships or business or sports or, you know, name whatever it is, so often doing what's required is not fun. It's not glorious, right? Like if you want to be a good basketball player, going and practicing your layups hours after hours and practicing your free throws hours after hours, it's not fun. It's not glamorous. It's not glitzy. It's not any of those things. But that's what's required if you want to be a good basketball player. And it goes the same way in business. Like so often, so much stuff in business, You know, you see all these gurus glamorizing how great business is. And it's like, you know what? When I'm like knee deep down into cow crap because it rains every day and snows every day all winter, there's nothing glorious about it. But I do know that that's part of what's required for our business. And I guarantee you there's things that are in your business, in your life, in your relationships that you know you should be doing and it would be required to achieve the goals that you have, but you're not willing to do them. So again, it doesn't matter how hard you're trying. It's almost like, you know, you're not going to win a race when you're using one leg, right? Like winning races typically require having two legs. But again, we do that. We do that in our own relationships, in our own businesses, in our own lives in so many different ways. And it's like we sabotage ourselves. And then we basically sabotage ourselves and then we convince ourselves that, oh, I left it all out on the field. And it's like, yeah, you could have, but you never once did what was required coming up to that point. And that's one of the hardest things about being like a sports coach. One of the hardest things, because most kids are like, Friday night football, here we go. It's time to do it. And it's like, no, the time to do it is Monday at 4:15. You know, when you're starting practice. Like that's when you're doing the things that are required for Friday night to be awesome. Right? Or, you know, if you're coaching basketball, like, you know, your Saturday game, that thing is won or lost on that Tuesday practice. Right? So oftentimes it is. Or it's so often won in, you know, in the spring or in the summer. During weight training and during, you know, explosive drills and you know, shooting drills and camps and all of those things. Like if you know anybody who's excelled at sports, you understand that like what's required, if you want to be the best of the best, it's such a different level than just doing your best, right? It's such a different level. And so for some reason though, we look at our relationships. And we're like, you know, I tried my hardest in that relationship. You don't understand how much I gave and how much I tried and how much I did everything I could. And it's like, okay, but did you do what was required? Did you maybe say sorry that one time when you blew up at your spouse? Did you, you know, maybe tell your significant other exactly how you felt, even though it was super uncomfortable, so you could get that out in the open before this little molehill turned into an entire mountain? Right? Like, were you doing the things that were required in a relationship to make sure that it could be successful? You know, when it comes to your weight training, right? Like your muscles, your body, all of that stuff. Something I'm always trying to look at for myself is, am I doing what's required for my goals? Because I can go and you know, I can lift as much as I possibly can and get to the point to where you're shaking at the end of every rep and, you know, sweat's pouring down you. But it's like, if my goals are to have, you know, maybe a six pack, or my goals are to have muscle definition, or, you know, 8% body fat, or whatever the goal is, what's required isn't just working out. It's also obviously eating correctly, right? And it's, there's a number of different things that would go into allowing you to achieve that goal. So I can do my best, but it doesn't matter if I'm not doing what's required. And so I want to wrap it up by telling you this. Look at what you're doing. In your business, maybe in your fitness, maybe it's you know, across really all areas. Like, are you doing what's required or are you just doing your best? Because the reality is, just doing your best isn't going to be good enough if you're not doing what's required. And again, such a hard pill to swallow. It's a hard conversation to be able to teach your kids. But at the end of the day, I feel like it's so much better to be honest and say, honey, I'm so happy you gave all of your effort. It shows a ton about your character. Now we have to start understanding what's required, right? And if you want to be good at basketball or volleyball or football, you know, it's not good enough just to go and give your best one day a week during the game. That's not good enough, right? Not if you have goals of being the best of the best. If you want to be average, that's great. But if you want to be the best of the best, you have to do what is required. And that's going to be working out when other people aren't working out. That's going to be, you know, practicing your shots or your throws or whatever, depending on your sport. It could be, again, in your marriage, it could be saying sorry when you really don't want to say sorry, right? It could be, you know, doing the dishes and you really don't want to do the dishes, but you know that's going to make your wife's, you know, day so much better to not have that on her plate. And you really don't want to do it. Like, there's so many ways you can break this down. But if you're doing what's required, you will get results. If you're doing your best, You may, but probably not. So, all right, everybody, make sure you get out there, do what is required, and crush it from there. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.